بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره وشيعته السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. The last point we've been discussing was that community of Ahlul Bayt is a community which is built around the truth and is trying to be always at the service of truth. And we want to continue this and address another important quality, and that is unity. Interestingly, in the Quran you find a close link between being truthful and united. It is only truth that can unite a community, because truth is always one. If you all try to serve the truth, there is no way to be divided, there is no way to fight. As soon as we forget the truth, when we start thinking about our own interest, our own ego, then divisions start and there is no end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in several verses mentions this fact. One is the famous ayah in Surah Baqarah, verse 213. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كان الناس أمة واحدة. All people were one community, one nation, united, no division. فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما اختلفوا فيه. Then they were divided, then Allah sent the prophets and the book with haq, bilhaq, truthfully, so that with the guidance of the prophet, by referring to the book, they will be again united. But another problem started. Now they started dividing themselves about the understanding of the book. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is given right unto interpretation and understanding, who is not? Therefore Allah says, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Then the second division was based on understanding the religion. So first they were divided because they didn't have Sharia. They didn't have guidance. As you know, the very first prophet which brought Sharia was Prophet Nuh. Before Prophet Nuh, there was no need for Sharia. Everything was simple. Life was simple. They had guidance. They had prophets. But not Sharia. Not code of law. Then Allah sent them Sharia. Sent them, you know, detailed, you know, books. Then they started fighting over the book. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this was after having all the bayyanat. مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. It was not that because they didn't have guidance, they didn't have enough information, they didn't have someone to ask. No. بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. The reason for division was because instead of trying to understand the truth and commit themselves to truth, they were looking for different ways to add to their power, to strengthen their own cult or party or sect. Out of zulm, out of injustice. فَحَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ بِإِذْنِهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided the believers. حَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah guided the believers with respect to these اختلافات, these divisions, these conflicts. وَإِنَّهُ يَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And this is his a norm, that he always guides the people that he finds qualified towards the right path. So, based on this ayah, we understand that sometimes people are divided because of ignorance. They don't have any religion, they don't have any book, any message. And sometimes they are divided despite the fact that they have received everything. They have received the guidance, they have received teachings very clearly, but they are still divided. So there are two problems, jahl and zulm. Ignorance and injustice. And perhaps this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَرَزْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلْهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Allah presented amana, the trust, to the mountains, to the earth. They said, we are not able to carry this. Not because they were lazy or disobedient. أَبَيْنَا يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. They were worried. They said, you know, if we say yes, it has lots of consequences. We must be able to carry out this responsibility. So they said, you know, we cannot. It's very good. You know, if you cannot do something, you know, don't say I do it. Say, you know, I cannot do it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. But man accepted. Of course, man had the capacity. But in practice, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Two major problems happened. Zulm and jahl. Injustice and ignorance. So sometimes people are divided because of jahl. Sometimes they are divided because of zulm. The solution for jahl is to learn. If we disagree inside the community over certain issues, so we ask ulama, we ask our marja, we refer to the books, then we shouldn't fight. When we find the answer, alhamdulillah, we go to that answer. But sometimes we know the answer, but there is a problem here. We don't want to understand and to accept the truth. Then this is zulm. If we learn to be at the service of truth, then this problem also will be sorted out. So when we have a pious, truthful community, there must be no division, no conflict. Everyone is working with his brothers and sisters with maximum unity, and they do their best to improve the level of the community. In Surah Yunus, verse 19, Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ النَّاسُ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا فَاخْتَلَفُوا. People were one nation, one group, but then they started differing and disagreeing and dividing themselves. Can't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite people by force? Of course He can, but this is not His sunnah, this is not His law to make people by force united. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Had He wanted to force them to make them one united community, He could have done it. But He doesn't do that. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. Allah lets them to be responsible, and they themselves should decide whether they want to be united or not. And Allah says, unfortunately, لَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. They are always disagreeing and, you know, fighting. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. Except those people who receive rahmah from Allah. So a community which is united is a community which is receiving rahmah from Allah. A community which is divided is a community which is denied and deprived from the rahmah of Allah. In other words, it's a community which is mal'oon. Because when you don't receive rahmah, means you are mal'oon. You are cursed. So a cursed community is divided. A blessed community is united. Which one we want to be? For sure we want to be the blessed one. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحْبَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. And for this Allah has created them. Some people have said for this means for اختلاف. Allah has created them to be divided. But Imam Sadiq says no. لِلرَّحْمَ. Allah has created you for rahmah. Allah has created you to be united and to be blessed. But maybe you go for wrong direction. Then Allah says, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. This is warning for those who divide the community. If you divide the community, Jahannam is ready. More than people who go to Jahannam for personal sins, people who go for social sins and the sins that affect the community will go to Jahannam. One of our very great teachers, the late Ayatollah Ahmadi Mianji, may Allah elevate the position of all ulama, all our teachers and maraji. He was very knowledgeable and spent tens of years on hadith. He said, when you read the hadith of Ahlul Bayt, you find the azab, the punishment which is promised for social sins are much greater than personal sins. If someone, for example, divides a family, is such a great sin that cannot be compared to drinking alcohol, for example. Drinking alcohol is a personal sin. It's very bad. I don't want to underestimate this. It's very bad. But compared to dividing a husband and wife, it's nothing. Dividing between father and son, between one community, the sin is great if someone causes division. On the other hand, if someone unites two people, reconciles between two people, the reward is very high. Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam, in his final will, what did he say? Allah, Allah, fi islah dhat baynakum. He said, you have to always reconcile, bring people towards each other. Why? He said, I heard from Rasulullah, inna islah dhat al-bayn afdalu min amat al-salat wa-siyam. If you bring two people together, it's better than 1 year of prayer and fasting. It's not comparable. So if someone, na'uzu billah, divides the community or misguides the community, it's much worse than a person who never comes to the mosque or drinks alcohol or, you know, I don't know, does bad things. I am again saying that I'm not underestimating those great sins. I'm saying this is very great. You know, like for example, riba in our hadith says riba is worse than zina. Or ghaiba is worse than zina. This doesn't mean that zina is not bad. It means that this is so bad that if you really understand what is ghaiba or what is riba, you never even think about doing this. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Jahannam is ready for the people who divide. In Surah Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Anbiya 92, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. Our ulama say, this is an address to the prophets. Allah's plan was that all prophets with all the followers must be one united community. Unfortunately, then people even use this as a reason to be divided. You follow this prophet, I follow that prophet. So we started fighting. Then among the followers of the same prophet, then they started fighting. Then even among the people who are in the same mazhab, then they start fighting. Shaitan is not happy with any limit. If Shaitan can, you know, make you fight inside your family, makes you fight. Because unity is very much annoying Shaitan. Shaitan always wants to divide. You know, one of the things that you find in the Quran is Shaitan and satanic people always divide. Fir'aun ja'ala ahlaha shi'a. Shi'a is different from Shia. Shi'a means scattered groups. So Shaitan and his people always divide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always unites. Huwa alladhi, Allah says in the Quran, this is very beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is the one who united your heart. هو الذي أيدك بنصره وبالمؤمنين وألف بين قلوبهم. Allah is the one who helped you by giving you support and by giving you mu'mineen. Mu'mineen were great support for Rasulullah. When you have mu'mineen present, then you have great support. You don't know how important it is when you come to such gatherings, how much honor this gives to the community of Ahlul Bayt when tens and hundreds and thousands of people gather every night together. This gives us strength. This gives Rasulullah happiness. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ غُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah is the one who united the hearts. لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ غُلُوبِهِمْ. If you were giving everyone some vouchers so that, you know, they love each other, they would not be united. If you give them all the money, مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, if you spend everything on the earth to bring people together, they would not come together. Money cannot unite people. It is love for Allah and for the sake of Allah that can unite people. And shaitan is very angry when sees people are getting together. I should do something. First, I stop them coming together. But if I cannot stop them coming together, so I go when they are there, try bring hatred and dislike and division. This is shaitan. He's never, you know, satisfied. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم. It is Allah who has united their hearts. We have to be very grateful that Allah has united our hearts. Alhamdulillah, here we have people who have come here. They love each other. They support each other. All is because of Allah's favor upon us. Allah also says, وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. You all need one center for unity, and that is Hablullah, the divine rope. That is Quran, that is truth. You should all grasp and hold on to it. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Do not be divided. Now that you have been given, Alhamdulillah, Islam, you have been given guidance of Ahlul Bayt, you know everything. Why you are divided? وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. You were all enemies. Allah brought you together. Allah united your heart. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Because of Allah's blessing, you have become brothers and sisters. We are not brothers and sisters in blood or genetic, but we are brothers and sisters in Iman, which is much more important than brother or sister of blood. Habil and Gabil were brothers from the same parents. But that was not stopping Gabil harming his brother. But two brothers of Iman never harm each other. Never wish bad for each other. Therefore now I want to move on to the relation that should exist between the members of the community of Ahlul Bayt. So a community which is truthful and therefore united, the members are in maximum friendship and unity with each other. We have many, many hadiths about the love, about the support that should be between the brothers and sisters in faith, between mu'mineen, between the lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. I only mention few that I have chosen, and they're all from Al-Kafi. Once Mu'alla ibn Khunais asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, what are the rights that believers have over each other? What rights they have? Is it just enough but that we don't harm each other? We don't annoy each other? Is it enough? No. Imam said, every mu'min, every believer has seven rights. And when you see, some of them are indeed one category under which there are several. لَهُ سَبْعُ حُقُوق وَاجِبَات. These are necessary. These are not, you know, just recommended. These are the things that you have to observe. مَا مِنْهُنَّ حَقٌ إِلَّا وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِ وَاجِب. All these are necessary. إن زيع منها شيئا خرج من ولاية الله وطاعته. If you don't observe these rites, then you have gone out of Allah's wilaya, out of Allah's obedience. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لِلَّهِ فِيهِمْ نَصِيبٌ. Allah has nothing to do with this person. قُلْتُ لَهُ جُعُلْتُ فِدَاكَ مَا هِيَ. So he said, what are those rites? You know, it seems that we are missing a lot. Imam said, يَا مُعَلَّى إِنِّي عَلَيْكَ شَفِيق أَخَافُ أَن تُضَيِّعْ وَلَا تَحْفَظ. Imam said, I am worried that I may say you this and then you don't keep it. Then you will be responsible. Because if Imam had not informed him, and then there was no way for him to knowing. You know, sometimes something is there, you don't go to learn. This is not an excuse. You know, sometimes people say, no, we don't go to majalis, we don't listen with sit with ulama, because we learn things, then we become responsible. This is not a good excuse. Allah on the day of judgment asked people, halla amilt, why you didn't practice? He said, I didn't know. Then Allah says, halla ta'allamt, why you didn't learn? So you have two problems. You didn't know and you didn't learn. But when Imam doesn't say anything, means this person has no access, then he is not responsible. So Imam said, I'm worried that you may not be able to keep it. Then he said, قُلْتُ لَهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Such a nice answer. He didn't say, I am going to do this. He said, power for implementation comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, I'm going to do it. So shall I now say or not? Of course, if I don't say, it doesn't make any difference, because it's there already. So I say it. But لا قوة إلا بالله. Imam said, أيسر حق منها. The least, the slightest, the smallest right is this. أن تحب له ما تحب لنفسك وتكره له ما تكره لنفسك. In many moral systems, this is the maximum, they say. But Imam Sadiq says, this is the least. To wish for your brother what you wish for yourself, and to dislike for him what you dislike for yourself. This is the minimum. But if we observe only this minimum, our life becomes heaven. Anything you don't want for yourself, don't want for anyone else. Anything you want for yourself, what do you want for your sister? Because give it to your wife. What do you want for your brother? Give it to your husband. Do you want your children to be happy? So be kind to your son-in-law, daughter-in-law. Everything that you want respect for your mother, show respect to your mother-in-law. If we observe this thing, everything becomes okay. وَالْحَقُّ الثَّانِي. The second right. أَن تَجْتَنِبَ سَخَطَهُ وَتَتَّبِعَ مَرْضَاتَهُ وَتُطِيعَ أَمْرَهُ. Avoid making your brother and sister Iman angry, unhappy, annoying. وَتُطِيعُ أَمْرَهُ. Obey your brother and sister. If your brother and sister ask you something, obey. Mu'mineen have such a right over each other that they can command. Inshallah, I will talk one night about Amr bi Ma'roof. Amr cannot come without authority. Allah has given us authority over each other. I have authority over you, you have authority over me. So I have right of obedience, you have also right of obedience. Because we all have to be at the service of truth. Whoever understood the truth should tell others, and others have to listen. Then Imam said, وَالْحَقُّ الثَّالِثِ. So after wishing for him what you want for yourself, then not making him angry, not annoying him and listening to him, the third right, أَن تُعِينَهُ, to help him. بِنَّفْسِكَ وَمَالِكَ وَلِسَانِكَ وَيَدِكَ وَرِجْلِكَ. Help your brothers and sisters with your life. Nafs. Sometimes it's not a matter of money. I have to give my blood. I have to work hard. I have to travel. I have to give energy. I have even maybe to exhaust myself to look after my brothers and sisters. Your money, your tongue. Sometimes with your tongue you can solve a problem. He needs, you know, a kind of reference. He needs, you know, someone to interfere and solve the problem that he has with someone else. He needs advice, he needs consultation. with your hand, with your foot. Sometimes you need to go with him somewhere. He says, you know, I want to go, for example, for a job, or I want to go for marriage proposal. Please come with me. So you should be available. وَالْحَقُ الرَّابِعُ أَن تَكُونَ عَيْنَهُ وَالدَّلِيلَهُ وَمِرْآتَهُ. You should be like his eyes. When you are the eye for each other, then whatever you understand, whatever you see, honestly, sincerely, you tell your brother. You should be his guide. You should be his mirror. Mu'min should be a mirror for another mu'min. You see in mu'min whatever you need to know about yourself. He's honest. He tells you, no, this is your problem, or this is your strong point. Then you learn and you improve yourself. وَالْحَقُّ الْخَامِسِ, the fifth. أَلَّا تَشْبَعَ وَيَجُوعَ. You must never be full and he is hungry. You must never be drinking and he is thirsty. لا تروي ويزمع. لا تلبس ويعرى. You are full dressed, he has nothing to put on. It's not possible. والحق السادس, the sixth. أن يكون لك خادم وليس لأخيك خادم. Sometimes you have a servant. Your brother has no servant. فواجب أن تبعث خادمك فيغسل ثيابه ويصنع طعامه ويمهد فراشه. You have some employee, some staff, you know, someone to help you. He doesn't have anyone. So you send your servant, you know, look after him as well. Of course, without putting too much on your servant, because you don't want to do zulm to serve someone. But your servant has free time. You have many servants. Send to help. Or you have children, you know, look after this old man, this old lady, this is not of help. Their children are not here. If everyone thinks like this, then no one will be left out. No one would be without support and help. Al-Haqq al-Sabi', the seventh is أن تبر قسمه. When he says, you know, something, and he says, you know, by Allah, you accept. تجيب دعوته. When he invites you, you accept. وتعود مريضا. If he becomes ill, or he has in family someone who is ill, you go and visit. Visiting mu'minin is a right. وتشهد جنازته. And if he dies, you attend the funeral. وَإِذَا عَلِمْتَ لَهُ أَنَّ لَهُ حَاجَةً تُبَادِرُهُ إِلَىٰ قَضَائِهَا وَلَا تُلْجِعْهُ أَنْ يَسْأَلَكَهَا. If you know your brother or sister in iman has a haja, has a need, don't wait till he or she is forced to come and ask you. If you know he has haja before he loses his honor by asking you, you go and offer. If I know someone is in need of help, I shouldn't wait till he comes to me. You should offer. Then Imam Sadiq said something very, very important. Very, very important. فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ. If you do all these things, وَصَلْتَ وِلَايَتَكَ بِوِلَايَتَهِ وَوِلَايَتَهُ بِوِلَايَتِكَ. If you do all these things, now you can say that you have immersed in the ocean of wilaya. Your wilaya is connected to your, his wilaya to your wilaya, and vice versa. Because, as I have been saying, you know, for several years, I don't know if you have heard my lecture about nature, collective nature of wilaya. Wilaya is not relation of one person with Imam. Wilaya is the relation of all mu'mineen with each other and Imam. Wilaya is not something that every person can establish with Imam regardless of other mu'mineen. Wilaya is something that binds all of us together with Imam. Wilaya is belonging to the community of Imam. If you have millions of drops, this is not enough. When these drops are connected and you have the ocean, then that ocean is wilaya. Not just having, you know, individuals. So Imam said, by doing these things for your brothers and sisters, your drop and his drop are connected. Your wilaya then is completed. And if we do all the same thing, then we can claim that we are the community of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So I have chosen some hadith about the significance of helping mu'mineen. A community of Ahlul Bayt is a community that everyone is ready to help. Alhamdulillah, one of the beauties of this particular community here is that the concept of volunteering is, alhamdulillah, very strong. And this is very good, alhamdulillah. You know, we have volunteers. Every night they are serving the community. And we pray that, inshallah, Allah give them long life. Allah, inshallah, reward them. And also, inshallah, Allah somehow help them to understand also what is being said in these majalis so that they don't also miss out. But this is very important. Brothers, sisters, work hard as volunteers without expecting any even praise or thank. This is very important. A community that has this concept of volunteering is very important. But this must not be only for few nights or only for coming and going out of the mosque. This must spread to every aspect of our life. We should volunteer ourselves for help. In Du'a Nudwa, we say very important statement. هَلْ مِنْ مُعِينٍ فَأُطِيلَ مَعَهُ الْعَبِيلَ وَالْبُكَى. Is there any helper with whom I can prolong my cry for you, Imam Zaman? I ask for helper. But then I immediately offer help. هَلْ مِنْ جَزُوعٍ فَأُسَاعِدَ جَزَعَهُ إِذَا خَلَى. Is there anyone lamenting for you that I help him when he is alone? So if I am only receiving help, this is not good. We should not be burden on community. Yes, when we are really in need, the community will look after us. But we should not, you know, wait till we become, you know, needy and become burden for the community. We should work hard and always contribute to the community. هَلْ مِنْ جَزُوعٍ فَأُسَاعِدَ جَزَعَهُ إِذَا خَلَى. Is there anyone who can be helped by me? إِذَا خَلَى. In private. Mu'mineen cannot only sit each other in the mosque, in the Husayniyah. You have to have also very close, intimate relation. If I say, you know, to my brother and sister that I only see you in the mosque, it's like saying to my father, I only see you in the mosque. This is insult. My father says, why you don't come and visit me? Mu'mineen must visit each other, must go to the house of each other. This makes Allah very happy. Al-Mutazawirun, Amir al-Mu'mineen said, the Shia are those who visit each other. But of course, the central point, the hub is the mosque, is the center of Ahlul Bayt. We should all come here and sit each other next to each other, talk to each other, but also we should visit each other. هَلْ غَذِيَتْ عَيْنٌ فَسَاعَدَتْهَا عَيْنِي عَلَى الْقَضَى. O Imam Zaman, is any eye in pain for you, bruised, so that my eye help that eye? You know, when someone has pain and you cannot do anything and you really love that person, what do you say to Allah? If your child has a fever and you cannot, you know, help to overcome that fever, you say, oh Allah, please let that fever come to me. The pain comes to me. I don't want my child to suffer. We say, is there any mu'min whose eye is in pain so that my eye take the pain of the eye of my brother and sister? هَلْ قَذِيَتْ عَيْنٌ فَسَاعَدَتْهَا عَيْنِي عَلَى الْقَبَى. So, هَلْ مِنْ مُعِينٍ. You ask for a helper. Helper not for my personal thing. A helper so that we can cry for Imam. We can serve Imam. We can do tabligh for Imam. And when we have a helper, when we work together, فَأُطِيلَ, we can serve longer. I can work 1 hour, you can work 1 hour, but when we work together, each of us can work 2 hours. أُطِيلَ مَعَهُ الْعَوِيلَ. We can cry longer. But immediately after that, I say, I want also to help. I don't want only to receive help. Twice we say, I want to help. هل من جزوع فأساعد جزعه هل غذيت عين فساعدتها عيني. This is one of the characteristics of community of Ahlul Bayt, that people are more ready to help than receiving help. If we have this quality, how much progress we can make? When it comes to receiving help, people are very reluctant. When it comes to giving, they are very generous. And the community can progress very fast. So in our hadith, we find many things about the need for helping each other. For example, I mentioned a few hadiths, and inshallah, then we will have our matan. These hadiths are all in Usul al-Kafi. There is a section, Babu Qadha'i Hajat al-Mu'min. The whole section is about helping your brothers and sisters so that their need can be met. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, إن الله عز وجل خلق خلقا من خلقه إن تجبهم لقضاء حوائج فقراء شيعتنا. Allah has created a group of people and chosen them to help the poor Shia of us. Not only financial faqir. It can be financial, it can be education wise. Those Shia who are in need, these are the people who are selected and honored and blessed by Allah to look after these needy members of the community. لِيُثِيبَهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Then Allah rewards them heaven. By looking after the weak Shia, Allah rewards them Jannah. So what is Imam Sadiq doing here? Isn't he establishing a community? Isn't he saying very clearly that I want you to be together, support each other, and act as one family? فَإِنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ فَكُنْ. If you can be one of those people, try to be. There is no reason why you cannot be one of those people. It's not, you know, something that is given to some people and not to others. This is opportunity available. No one can say, I didn't know or I didn't have opportunity. Everyone can be a helper for the rest of the community. In another hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, لَقَضَاءُ حَاجَةِ امْرَئٍ مُؤْمِنٍ. If you meet the need of a mu'min, أحب إلى الله من 20 حجة, is better than 20 حج. If you help a mu'min, is better than 20 حج. كل حجة ينفق فيها صاحبها 100,000. 20 حج, that for every one of them, the person spends 100,000. Perhaps means 100,000 dirham. He spends lots of money, you know, a very big, you know, qurbani, everything. But help one mu'min is better than 20 hajj. Again, not to underestimate hajj. Hajj is very important. You know, hajj is taken like a measure. It's very important. But to help a mu'min is such a great thing that is better than 20 hajj. In another hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Man tafa bil bayt usbu'an." If someone goes around Kaaba and does 7 tawaf, kataballahu azza wa jallahu 6,000 hasana. 6,000 hasana will be registered for him. Wa maha anhu 6,000 sayya. 6,000 sins will be removed. Wa rufa lahu 6,000 daraja. He will be raised 6,000 ranks. Then Imam said, but if you help one mu'min to overcome the problem that he has, afdal min tawafin wa tawafin hatta adda ashra, it's better than one tawaf, better than two tawaf, three tawaf, till Imam said 10 tawaf. A mu'min is now in need of guidance, in need of help, in need of financial assistance, wants to get married, cannot find a good, husband. So many ways to help each other. Don't always, look for individual hasana. Look for social hasana, for community hasana. Something that you do for others, because the reward is much, much more than doing something just for yourself. Abu Basir says that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Tanafasu fil ma'roof li ikhwanakum." Compete each other in doing good for your brothers. Don't just compete for doing good for yourself. This is better for you. Wakunu min ahli, try to be one of such people that help other mu'mineen. Then Imam said, "Fa'inna lil jannah baban." There is a gate for heaven, and the name of that gate is Al-Ma'roof. لا يدخلوا إلا من استنع المعروف في الحياة الدنيا. The only people who can enter through that gate are those who have done good to others. فإن العبد لا يمشي في حاجة أخيه المؤمن. The servant of Allah walks to help his brother and sister. فيوكل الله عز وجل به ملكين. Allah commissions two angels, one on his right, one on his left. يستغفران له ربه. They ask forgiveness for him. يدعوان بقى. Allah says, "Oh Allah, please do. You look after also him. He's looking after his brother. You look after him." Then Imam Sadiq said, "والله لرسول الله أسر بقضاء حاجة المؤمن إذا وصلت إليه من صاحب الحاجة." By Allah, Rasulullah will be happier than the person that you are helping. This person will be very happy you are helping. But Rasulullah is even happier than that person. Do you want to make Rasulullah happy? So help your brothers and sisters. If Rasulullah sees that you are, mashallah, such a mature mu'min that you help brothers and sisters, you go out of your way to help them, then you make Rasulullah happy. The last hadith for tonight. Ali ibn Ja'far, he's a great man, he's buried in Qom. Ali ibn Ja'far, the son of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said, "I heard Abu al-Hasan, Imam Kazim alayhi salam, his brother, man ataahu akhuhu al-mu'min fi haja." If a mu'min comes to you for haja, don't say, "Oh, again someone came to me. How can I get rid of this mu'min?" No, this is an opportunity. This is rahmah coming to you. By the way, I have also to say that it is very, very bad if someone doesn't need help, goes and asks for help. As I said, you should be very reluctant to ask for help. We shouldn't be lazy. We shouldn't be burden on people. Because unfortunately, sometimes we have this problem. People who have no genuine need, they ask for help and they do bad things to the community. Because this makes everyone loses trust. So, it's very bad if someone doesn't really need help, goes and asks for help. But, this doesn't mean that if someone has need for help, we say, "Oh, this is one of them." No, we have to be careful. Maybe this is genuine. We have to investigate. We have to help. And we should be so close with each other that we really know what is the real need. So, Imam Kazim said, "Man ataahu akhu al-mu'min fi haja fa inna ma hiya rahmatun min Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saqaha ilayh." This is the rahmah that Allah has sent to you. You see a man asking for help, but indeed this is rahmah of Allah coming to you. "Fa in qabila dhalik faqad wasalahu bi wilayatina." وَهُوَ مَوْسُولٌ بِبِلَايَةِ اللَّهِ. If you accept this rahmah which is coming to you in the form of this brother asking for help, then your wilayah is connected to us and our wilayah is connected to wilayah of Allah. Now you can say that I am connected to Ahlul Bayt. وَإِنْ رَدَّهُ عَنْ حَاجَتِهِ وَهُوَ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ قَضَاءَهَا. But if God forbids, you reject while you can help. سَلَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ شُجَاعًا مِّن نَار يَنْحَشُهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. A branch of fire will be sent to your grave until the day of judgment will be annoying you, hurting you, if you reject to help a mu'min. So, a community of Ahlul Bayt is a community which is based on truth, is united. There is no chance for ignorance or zulm, injustice to divide them, make them fight. And on top of that, they love each other. They are ready to sacrifice their comfort, their convenience for each other. They serve each other because they know by this they are making Allah happy, they are making Rasulullah happy, they are making Imams happy. This is the community that we have to establish. Alhamdulillah, to some extent we have already this, but we should safeguard and we should advance. We cannot be satisfied with what we have. And if we have this unity and love and support in community, then every other person, every other community would be interested in finding what is the reason for such success. Then they will come to Ahlul Bayt. They will say, "No, please share with us the teachings of your Imams. How you manage to be so supportive?" Tonight we remember the son of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, Hazrat Qasim ibn al-Hassan. And although this young man who was not yet baligh was not obligated to take part in jihad, but they didn't take part in this for wazifa or, you know, because it is wajib. They did out of love. They wanted to do everything that they could do for Imam.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah.
When we send these salams to Imam Hussein, you have to be very careful and have presence of heart, because we are really saying salam and we expect the salam to come.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifna'ik. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بغيت وبغي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. Qasim, the son of Imam Hassan, who apparently had just 13 years old, went to Imam Hussein asking for permission. For Imam Hussein was very difficult to give permission to the young son of his brother. بس که میدان رفتن تو بر عمویت مشکل است، دست یابی تو بر این آرزویت مشکل است. My dear nephew, it's very difficult for your uncle to see you going to battle. So it's very difficult for you to get permission from me. دیگر از هجران مگو ای یادگار مجتبی، بر مشام جان فراغ عطر و بویت مشکل است. Please don't ask me for permission to leave, because when I look at you, I am reminded of my brother. The fragrance of my brother comes from you. بر دلم آتش مزن ای میوه قلب حسن، چون مرا بشنیدن این گفتگویت مشکل است. Please don't insist. It's very difficult for me to give you permission, and it's also difficult to say no. سخت باشد ناسزا بشنیدن از هر ناکسی، گفتگو با دشمن بی آبرویت مشکل است. I don't want you to go towards these people and hear from them bad words, since they are very impolite. سن تو جانا مناسب با جنین پیکار نیست، جنگ تو با لشکری در روبرویت مشکل است. Your age is not suitable for such a battle. You will be fighting the whole army of Ibn Ziyad. ای که واجب نیست در این سن تو صوم و صلات، تشنه لب در کربلا با خون وضویت مشکل است. In such an early age you don't need even to fast and pray. Now how can you go to battle while you are thirsty and make your wuzu with your blood? بهر میدان رفتن خود عشق بر دامن مریض، نور چشمم جنگ کردن با عدویت مشکل است. Please don't shed your tears asking for permission. Then finally Imam accepted, said, چون به جان مجتبی دادی قسم، اینک برو، گرچه دل برکندن از روی نکویت مشکل است. Now that you have asked me for the sake of my brother to give you permission, I give you the permission. But it's very difficult for your uncle to see you are going for such a battle. می روی و می کنم سوی تو با حسرت نگاه، گرچه در هجران نظر کردن به سویت مشکل است. You are going and you are taking my heart with you. I am seeing you with pain. بس که صحرا پر خروش از لشگر باطل بود، حق شنیدن از لب تکبیر گوید مشکل است. The enemies are making so much noise that your uncle cannot hear your تکبیر. تا سلامت بینمت کردم شتاب از خیمگاه، لیک با انبوه دشمن جستجویت مشکل است. to come and rescue you from enemies. I came fastly towards you, but to find you among enemies is very difficult. بس که ابر خاک و خون بگرفت روی ماه تو، از پس این پرده دیدار رویت مشکل است. When Imam reached the body of Ghazim, it was so much covered by sand and blood that it was difficult to see the beautiful face of Ghazim. در دم جان دادنت گفتی عمو جانم بیا. When you were dying you said, oh dear uncle, please come to your nephew. غرق در خون دیدن تو بر عمویت مشکل است. To see you in such a situation is very difficult for your uncle. The narrator says, when Qasim went for battle, he started introducing himself. He said, "Enton Kiruni, Fa'an Abnul Hasani, Sibtun Nabi al-Mustafa wal-Mu'tamani." If you don't know who I am the son of Hassan, the grandson of the Prophet, the grandson of Mustafa. Haza Husaynun kal asir al-murtan bayna unasin la suqusu wal-mazan. And this is Hussein, my uncle, that you are treating him as a captive. May Allah keep away from you the water. The narrator says he was so beautiful that he was like part of moon, kafalqat al-qamar. He went towards the battle and started fighting to protect his uncle and the family. One of the enemies who was called Amr ibn Sa'd al-Azdi said, by Allah, I am going to kill this son. The narrator said, why are you doing this? He has already many people to kill him. But he said, I am going to do this. See how wicked was this man. He went towards Ghazim, took his sword and attacked the head of Ghazim. وَوَقَعَ الْغُلَامُ لِوَجْهِ. By his face he dropped and fell down. وَنَادَى يَا أَمَّا أُنْكِلِ. فَجَعَ الْحُسَيْنُ كَسَّرِ. Like a falcon, Hussein came to Ghazim. فَتَخَلَّلَ الصُّفُوفُ. Hussein is not concerned about his life. He goes inside enemies. Like a lion goes towards Qasim. فَزَرَبَ عَمْرًا. He killed Amr. Then enemies came to rescue Amr with their horses. And they damaged the body of Qasim. Imam said, Ya Izzu Allah ala ammika anta du'wahu fala yujibud. By Allah, it's difficult for your uncle to call him and he doesn't answer. Oh, yujibuka fala yu'inuk. Oh, he says something but he cannot help you. Oh, yu'inuka fala yughni ank. Oh, helps you, but it is too late. Ala la'natullahi ala al-qawm al-zalimin. Wasayalamu al-lazina zalamu ayyamun ghalabin yan-ghalabun. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein.
Tapti hui rati pe